Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If we're heard on this station every day at this same time, and if you are a new listener, we welcome you and pray that you're blessed by the broadcast today. Well, today I thought I would share on God's dwelling place. Did you ever think about that? Does God have a dwelling place? Well, we want to look at a few places in the Word that tells you where we can find God. Well, before we begin any specifics, we should mention one of the very traits of God is the fact that not only is He all-wise and all-powerful, but He is omnipresent. That means God is everywhere. Let me share a few passages of Scripture. Psalm 139, 7 through 10 says, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit, and whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." Proverbs 15 and 3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil." Jeremiah 23 and 24 says, "Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord?" Well, we certainly can understand and appreciate that even though it's beyond our finite minds, God is everywhere present. However, as He chose to have relationship with His people, we know in the very beginning with Adam and Eve, He physically would walk with them in the cool of the day in the garden. But after sin, man was driven from God's presence. They were driven out of the garden. And it wasn't until Jesus shed His blood that we could, as believers now, have fellowship with Him. But before that happened, God established an old covenant with the people of Israel. And He instructed Moses to establish a tabernacle in the wilderness. And there was a building, if you will, that was made with the hands of man, covered with gold. It was placed in the Holy of Holies. A mercy seat was laid upon it with two cherubim, and it was called the Ark of His Presence. And within the Ark, there was the tables of testimony, there was the rod of Aaron, and the jar of manna. So this represented God's literal physical presence. That's how He manifested Himself to the people of Israel. And it was a symbol of the presence and the glory of God. In Numbers, the 14th chapter, in verse 42, the Lord was speaking through Moses, and He said, "Go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that ye be not smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and ye shall fall by the sword, because ye are turned away from the Lord. Therefore the Lord will not be with you." But they presumed to go up into the hill. Nevertheless, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. And as a result, they were certainly defeated. So God was showing His physical presence with them through that Ark of the Testimony. And then in Psalm 132 and 8, the Word says, "Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the Ark of thy strength." And then there's a passage in 2 Samuel, the 6th chapter, we see that David brought God's Ark into the city of David. Verse 12 says, "And it was told King David, saying, The Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom, and all that pertaineth unto him, because of the Ark of God. So David went and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness." And verse 15 says, "So David and all the house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet." Now, We know from 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter, and I won't take time to read it, that David wanted to build a house for the Lord, but he was not allowed to because he was a man of warfare and had shed blood. And so that was assigned to Solomon. And we see in 2 Chronicles, the 5th chapter, verse 7, that Solomon brought the ark with great solemnity into the temple which he had built. Verse 7 said, "And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord into his place, to the oracle of the house, even into the most holy place, under the wings of the cherubim." So it was brought into the temple. And as we see, this is how God dealt with his people under the old covenant. But it's very much a blessing to read in Isaiah, the 66th chapter, in verses 1 and 2, the Lord says, "Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all these things hath mine hand made, and all these things have been made, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word." And one of my favorite scriptures found in Isaiah, the 57, verse 15, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth the eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." So, beloved, under the new covenant, Hebrews 10 and 19 says, we have boldness to enter into God's presence, the Holy of Holies, through Jesus Christ. And in 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, the word declares that our bodies are now the present temple of the living God. God promised to dwell in the first temple. In 1 Kings, the 6th chapter, verses 12 and 13, the word says, "Concerning this house which thou art in building, if thou wilt walk in my statutes and execute my judgments and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then will I perform my word with thee which I spoke unto David thy father, and I will dwell among the children of Israel and will not forsake my people Israel." Praise God. So that's how God dwelt under the old covenant. And now in the new covenant, beloved, we know that once we accept Jesus, that the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in our spirits, our bodies have now become the temple of the living God. That it's not a church, it's not four walls, but Jesus dwells within us. And beloved, the whole point of my sharing this is just to encourage you that if you want to experience the presence of God, that not only by faith can you acquiesce and can you acknowledge that God is with you, but you can bring his presence in a manifest way, in a way you can experience. In Matthew, the 18th chapter, verse 20, he talks about Jesus says, where two or three would gather in my name, that he would be present in their midst. In Matthew, the 28th chapter, verse 20, he goes on to say, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." This is the Great Commission. This is what we are to be involved in doing, to share the gospel. And he goes on to complete that by saying, "Also, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And so, as we come together, as we share in agreement, that's why I invite you at the end generally of every broadcast to write and share your prayer needs, because as we agree together as touching anything, we know that in the spiritual realm, there is a principle that goes into operation. We are in agreement, and as we agree, there is that spiritual power is released, and the answer is on its way. Now, sometimes we can get a little discouraged. You know, it's like, oh, we didn't see the answer immediately. But if we take the whole counsel of God, we see what was in operation with Daniel. He fasted for 3 weeks, and an angel of the Lord was sent to inform him that his prayer was heard immediately, but that Satan hindered the answer in coming. The angel Gabriel shared that, but he said, Michael, the prince of the people of Israel, fought and allowed him then to bring forth the answer. So, beloved, we don't need to be discouraged. We can bring the presence of God by the power of agreement. We can bring the presence of God as we agree together in His name, as we gather together in our church services. There's a tremendous power that comes as we corporately praise God. Psalm 22 and 3 says, But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. When we come together in the unity of the Spirit, when we come together in one accord, there is a presence of the Holy Spirit. We can discern, we can be sensitive to His presence, and He moves in wonderful ways as we worship in spirit and in truth with love and sincerity. Sincerity of heart and wholeheartedness and with total attention, God will come. But the exciting thing, beloved, is not only as we gather in the Spirit together with a fellow believers, but even as you are alone in the presence of God, if you start to worship, if you start to praise, beloved, God will come in a way. There's a spiritual dimension that is open to you, the power of God, the presence of God. I can feel His presence and anointing even as I speak, praise God. And so, as I bring this broadcast to a close, I invite you to cause the Lord to manifest Himself. Begin to praise God. Father, even now as we bring this broadcast to a close, we come into Your presence with praise, with worship. We magnify Your name. We glorify Your name. And Lord, as we're praising You, Lord, whatever the needs are in our lives, we thank You that You are present to manifest Yourself and to meet our needs, to minister to us, to cause us to enter into that holy place with You, face to face, into the very Holy of Holies. Father, we thank You for Your manifest presence and Your marvelous loving kindness and goodness to us. Amen and amen. Well, this broadcast has just flown by, and I encourage you to do that every day, to praise God. Let the praise of God be in your mouth continually, as the scriptures say. Well, God bless you. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for writing. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.